You have two people that went to the airport. And one of them, he's in the airport, he's seeing the planes, he goes around and he's screaming and he's misspoke from the whole matzah. Planes coming down, going, coming. I got to the matzah, he never saw such a thing. Mama, she's misstoiming. And another guy gets on a plane, boards, and he takes a trip. And he gets to his destination on the other side of the world. He takes a trip. His Pesach, there's any Yom Tif over there. He's talking about Pesach. A person is definitely, Pesach is coming, and you're going to beat it. But you could either watch it as it goes along, flow with it. But at the end of the Pesach, you're at the same place where you started. So you saw everything. You've seen it. Or it can kind of give you a trip. It can give you a lift up, and it can take you to where you have to get. A person has to realize, to utilize, and nutz'oit, the Yemei HaPesach, to kind of take the trip. Not just to stay in the airport. It's the famous kasha. We don't eat chametz on Pesach. Chametz is the Yetzer Hara. Chametz is the Sa'or Shebi'isa. Chametz is all the Shlechta Zachim. So Manishtana. Manishtana halayla hazeh that was so nizar and we only eat matzah. Manishtana shebechol halaylois anu oichum chomets umatzah. What's hakadib shah? Shebechol halaylois we eat chomets also. Adarava, it should be that we should always only eat matzah. We want to be on the madrega. We should talk always only eat matzah. Chomets is doch. What's the difference between chomets and matzah? Chometz and matzah, the difference is three. Because the mem is the same mem, and the tzaddik is the same tzaddik, chometz and matzah. And even the ches and the hay, the difference between the ches and the hay, in gematria, it's only three. More so, in the tzuras ha'oif of the ches and the hay, the ches and the hay is kemat the same thing. The emes, what's the difference between a ches and a hay? A chut hasayla, a masahu. A masahu is the only difference between a ches and a hay. The difference whether it's chodik or it's masah is that masahu. That's the whole thing. In gematria, it's three things though. What's the three things? Shloisha dvorim shemoitzi et ha'odom min ha'oilam. Hakina v'ataiva v'hakovid moitzi et ha'odom min ha'oilam. That's all the chometz tikkazach. Those are the three things. And that's the difference if it's chometz or matzah. Those are the shloisha dvorim. Shemoyti yasa adam in ha'olam. If it's chometz or if it's matzah. And more than that, besides the word chometz and matzah, the metzias, what's chometz and matzah? It's a piece of bread which is made out of certain materials. The emes, everything in the world, in Svarim state, everything in the world is baking is based on four components. Eish, Ofer, Ruach, V'mayim. And the emes, the chametz and the matzah is based on these components. There's the mayim, about it is mayim in lechem. And then there's the ofer, the kemach, is from the chita that was grown from the ofer. There's the esh, you bake it, right? You don't just, right? You have to take it and you bake it. The compound of esh applies on this ofer and on this mayim. The only one other difference is the ruach. Chometz is mole ruach. It blows up. And the matzah doesn't have that ruach. And that's the whole difference between the chometz and the matzah. That the chometz is ibe geblosen. What is it blown up with? Kino taiva v'kavoy. The shloisha dvarim shemoitzi'in et ha'odom min ha'olam. It's stuffed ear. There's nothing there. It's really the matzah. The matzah and the chometz is the same. The difference is that the chometz is a blown up job. There's nothing there really. It's full of air. If I stop this off, there's nothing there. It's really like matzah. The difference between that chometz and that matzah is that matzah that changes because of those shloisha dvarim. And when you make that chometz and matzah, as you're preparing it, you're applying the esh to the kemach, to the ofer, and to the mayim, What's the difference that's going to be deciding if it's chametz or matzah? A matzah. 18 minutes is the kiveya. Oh, but the difference, the cutoff line when it's chametz or matzah, is that matzah. Person has to realize there's no gray area in between. You have to realize there's that matzah, there's that cutoff line, whether it's going to be chametz or it's going to be matzah. Now the chametz is takamale ruach. The matzah doesn't have a ruach. But the matzah, it doesn't have the ruach, but adarava, the matzah is lechem oini, the matzah, we put the ruach into the matzah. Lechem she'oinin olav dvarim harbe, and we put the Divrei Torah and the Magid and the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, we put it into the matzah. The matzah has four components. Three of them you make in the bakery before. You have the offer and the ruach and the ma'in. The offer, the eish and the ma'in. But then you made sure that it didn't have the ruach. It wasn't mali the shloish dvarim, shemoytziyin es adam and oilam. Over adarabi, we put the ruach back into it. On Leil HaSeder, we're oinin all of dvarim harbe. And after we're oinin all of dvarim harbe, that has the ruach factor also. And that's what made the matzah into the four components. So that's the chilek between chametz and matzah. And that was the question I bazoi. So manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. Against yor we should eat matzah. Against yor we should have this avoida. So the pshat is, because Pesach is the time that Klal Yisrael was born. Pesach is the zman of latest Klal Yisrael. The difference, the Pesach was the time that Klal Yisrael was born. And every time on the birthday, someone told me there was a yid that used to go to everyone in shul and tell them after davening on Leil Seder, he would say, Mazel Tov on your birthday, Mazel Tov on your birthday. And he says, no one understood what he meant. Except for one guy that understood him. He says, wow, how did you know it's not on my birthday? Yeah. But the pshat is that Leil HaSeder is the Yom Huledes. And at that time is the time when a person has to reassess and take charge of where he's holding. And that's the time that a person has to make a hitnat kut. A person has to totally cut himself off. Agan Sior we're talking goes. Agan Sior we're in goes. But Pesach is the time to reassess where you're holding. And Pesach is the time you only eat matzah. And then you prepare yourself. You're ready to go through another year. Pesach is the 7 days that we taka only eat matzah. We get ourselves ready for another year. Of another year of goes. Another year of taka when we're able to eat the chametz. Then it's both of them. Side the word lechem is a lashon of milchama, milchemes yeser. And side the word matzah is matzah umariva. It's a kind of a milchama. But there's different kinds of mulcham. On Pesach, the mulcham is that we totally get rid of the chametz. And then we're ready for a gansiyah. Korban Pesach also, be'emes, is such an inyan. Korban Pesach is possible if it's not lishma. Other korbanis is kosher. But Pesach is possible if it's not lishma. Pesach is that starting point. It has to be totally lishma. We get ourselves started. And the Yidden in Mitzrayim, Be'emes, if you realize, prepared that Korban Pesach on Yud Nisan. On Yud Nisan, which I spoke about this other time, the year is broken up in half, Nisan and Tishrei, and you can compare certain days from Tishrei, from Nisan. Adar has to do with Elul. There's a lot of days. Tu B'Shvat has to do with Tu B'Av, V'chule. Yud Nisan is parable to Yud Tishrei, to Yom Kippur. And it was Mishchu U'Kchulachem Tzoyin. You should take away, get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Cut yourself off. The Yidden were Halolu b'mem tashari tum of Halolu. Halolu ev the Avodah Zarah, Halolu ev the Avodah Zarah. And they were told that no. Mishchu kulachem soin. Cut yourself off. Entirely cut yourself off. Make a fresh start. Pesach is that time to make the fresh start. And be'emes, when was the opportune time of making that fresh start? When was Klal Yisrael Noilad? B'chatzoyis halayla. And that's a very important yisoy to know for Leil HaSeder. By Chatzoyis HaLayla is a very opportune time. That's the zman of the Hasogos, of the Avodah, of the whole Leil HaSeder, but the zman of Chatzoyis HaLayla. Be'emes is a verse. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kachatzoyis. But really it was Bachatzoyis. There's many pshatim in the Gemara. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kachatzoyis, Pari shouldn't think he made a mistake. For 1 second, Pari's going to think he made a mistake. That's no good. A minute later, he catches on. But no, we don't want him to make a mistake. There are other pshatim the Gemara said. But I heard once a pshat, the Makos besides being an oynish for the Mitzriyim, was also a inyan for Klal Yisrael. Why is it so important that the Makkah should be Bachatzos? And if the Makkah's Bechayrus is at 11:59, nu vajiz, in the Chanami. If the Makkah to the Mitzriyim, it could be at 11:59 also. It's Kachatzos. The message to Pari is Kachatzos. The real message of Bachatzos is to the Yidden. Because the Yidden were Halalu Oiv the Avoy Dezor and Halalu Oiv the Avoy Dezor. And they had to make a clean cut. It can't be Be'erich, Azoy, a little bit Nis, a little bit Yavoy Dezor. No, it has to be a clean cut. A clean cut, Bachatzos. So that's why when Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Paro, it suffices that the message is Kachatzos. Be'erich, in the middle of the night, will be a Makkah. But for the Leda of Klal Yisrael, the Leda of Klal Yisrael requires Bachatzos. And that's when Klal Yisrael was born. And that's why it had to be B'chipozoi. Rav Tzadik writes that when a person wants to get started, a person has his Oirus, the first thing is he has to do is B'chipozoi. Afterwards, L'doirus is not B'chipozoi. Right? The din of one of the Nafsiminis in Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doirus. Pesach Mitzrayim had to be B'chipozoi. Pesach Mitzrayim required a clean break off. You do it quickly, you jump in, a person has his Oirus. Don't say, oh, Gavaldik, I'll start tomorrow. No, me sprint around. Afterwards, then you go the Mesinus with Machshava, with thoughts. But the erste shlav is b'chipozim. There are those, there's a remez that I saw in the Chassam Sofer, that there's chipozim b'zman hazeh also. Ba'achaltam oisei b'chipozim. What's the remez? Most people in Klai Shalom know like that. Magid stretches out for a very long time, and every time, every year, they don't forget anything. Suddenly, by Shulchan Aruch, they have to eat it very, very quickly, because they, chassos, chassos, everyone's worried. It's not umzist that Klai Shalom does it like that. It's a pasuk. Ba'achaltam oisei b'chipozim. In Zman Mitzrayim, that was a din of Achilas Karban Pesach. L'doyrus is no din of Achaltam Ayzeh B'chipozim. L'doyrus, Achaltam Ayzeh B'chipozim is a shir and magid. Not shir and Shulchan Aruch. Vosfar magid goes to magid. Vosfar sifer is Mitzrayim. As I thought that it's Achaltam Ayzeh B'chipozim, that you only have a few minutes left at the end of the Suda. A remez from the Chassam Sofer. In Pesach Mitzrayim, there was that chipozim that you had to jump. And that's why Pesach were very careful. No chametz at all. Because that's when we're getting started again. We're getting that fresh start. We're going out of Mitzrayim. Everyone goes out of his Mitzrayim. And that's why there's no chametz at all. The Berhetiv brings, in Simon Tov Mem Zayin, he brings from the Arizal. If someone is nizhar in chametz, even a mashu, he's nizhar in chametz against the Pesach, what's the Shulchan Aruch and the Berhetiv? There's a havtocha that he won't do any averus against the yor. What's the yisoid of this? Because that's taka what's going on in Pesach. We're getting ourselves prepared, and we totally cut ourselves off. If you taka matzliach and you got the message of Pesach, and you were nizer and chometz against the Pesach, there's a havtocha shelo yovi lidecheit against the yor. If you do it, there's a famous kasha. Taita says in Gittin, Dav Zayin, there's a famous gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never brings a takola to tzaddikim. Afimu behemtam shel tzaddikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takola al yodom. The chamoyer of Pinchas ben Yor wasn't even nichshal in Dmai. The aim is to make sure tzaddikim aren't nichshal. So Taizus has many questions. One of his questions there is in Gittin, Rav Yishmol Karavihita, Rav Yishmol read by the light of a candle on Shabbos on Friday night, and he was nichshal taka. How could it be that Rav Yishmol came to be nichshal in a chait? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eini Mevi Takola Al Yidei HaTzadikim. So Taisa says in Gittin Yisoid that the klal of Eina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola LaTzadikim is only on Inyoni Achilo, not other Averis. Inyoni Achilo. Like that was the story with Chamorah Pinchas Ben Yor. He never will come to a chet of Achilo. But other Averis, Amal Kum Zayin, a father comes to a Shkoga. So in Rav Yishmol Karav Hita wasn't an Inyon of Achilo. And those are choices. Shred Rabbi Kiva Eger, over the Arizal says that if someone is nizar and chometz the whole Pesach, he gets avtocha that he won't want to vary the whole year. Chometz is a Yisra of Achila. And on that you have behemden shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodom. So Avadi wasn't nizar and chometz the whole Pesach. So how could it be Rabbi Shmuel Kora Vihita? The previous Pesach Avadi was nizar and chometz the whole Pesach. That should bring on the Arizal's avtocha. And then back to the original kasha, how could it be Rabbi Shmuel Kora Vihita? So I heard one teretz that maybe the Arizal's Avtoch is also if you're Nizer and Bal Yirah. Not just Isser Achila of Chometz. It has to be that you were totally careful even in a Mashu of Bal Yirah of Chometz. On Bal Yirah, it's not already an Isser of Achila. There's no Avtoch of the Emptage of Tzadikim. Find this on the Arizal. Someone else wanted to say a big chiddush that the Arizal's Haftacha also was only on Yisuri Achila. A big knock on the whole verse. That if you're Nizar and Chometz, you're Nizar and all Yisuri Achila whole year. Takes out a lot of the zog of the Arizal. But I heard once a different heretz. The Arizal's Haftacha, Avada, lasts only till the next year, Erev Pesach. The Arizal's Haftacha can't last through Pesach. Because if the Arizal's Haftacha includes next year Pesach, so then the Arizal's Haftacha wasn't that if you're Nizar and Chometz for Pesach, you won't be Nishal and Averis the whole year. His Haftacha should be if you're Nizar and Chometz once on a Pesach, you'll be Nizar from all Averis your whole life, because it includes the next Pesach and it will never end. So it must be that the Arizal's Haftacha only goes up till the next year Erev Pesach. And Bezoi, the story of Rabbi Yishmael, Karav Yehita, was on Shabbat Cholamoy, was on Shabbat Pesach. On Shabbat Pesach, he didn't fear right yet the Pesach, and then he didn't get the Arizal's Haftacha for that year yet. That must be that the mice of the Gishmol Kar Vihita was on Azatot Yor. Yeah. Now we were talking about the Imyan of Geula from Yetzias Mitzrayim and how you have to totally cut yourself off. That was the Karban Pesach, was the Yom Kippur, was to totally take yourself off. And there's also the Chometz and the Masa, we totally cut ourselves off. And we're really going through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And a person has to realize that Chayiv Adam Liroy Flaharis is Atmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yatsum in Mitzrayim. On Leila Seder with Taka going out of Mitzrayim. On Leila Seder with Taka going out of Mitzrayim. That is every year, every day of the year, we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Manishtana, Halayla Zeh, that the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. You do what that Rab Chaim said, that there are three Nafkiminis, that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Needs Rabban Gamliel, and it needs Me'av Leben, Derech Shailu Tshuva. There are other Yisraelis, so other Chalukim. First of all, in Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim, called Hamar Belisaper, Harezem Meshubach. What's called Hamar Belisaper, Harezem Meshubach? It's a Gevaldik Yisrael from Rav Hutna. The Gemara says that there was a certain person that davened for the Yomid. And he started saying a whole bunch of shvachim to the Bali Oyla, Makeh, La Goda, La Gibor, Azuz, Hanoira, Netzach, a whole Rishima. And he told him, Ad Siyamta Shvacha de Marcha, you finished saying the Shevacha de Bali Oyla. You only say the Nusach that we say in davening. Don't be Marchiv more. Because me, Yamalel Gvuras Hashem, Yashmiya Kolti, you think you could say that? So there's a Nusach that Chazawa Keveya, don't say more than that. Because even if you'll talk till tomorrow, you won't finish. So what's by Pesach that is called Amar Belisaper Areizem Meshubach? And the Gemara says there's even a Moshul, that this person that said this extra long Shemana Esrei, but still he shouldn't have stopped. Moshul LeMelech Sheyesh Loi Ahoin Rav of millions and millions of Dinrei Zov Kesef. And you Meshabeach him and you say, oh, he's rich, he has 10,000 shekel Kesef. This is garnish, that's Mevayishim, he has much more. So Rav Hutna says, Avada, a person that's mamash rich, and you mishabeich him that he has $10,000. But if a person who taka very rich went and bought a silver goblet for $10,000, but it's mamish something unique, and he put it on his table, and he wants people to invite him for a suda, and he wants them to be mishabeich him about this silver goblet that he bought. That's what he wants. So then avad kol hamar beharei zemeshubach. Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim is the one time the Eibishter wanted to shtel avek that we should be mishabeich. Then, and then there's no hafchana. Kol hamar ba'areizem eshubach. Then I heard a shir from Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Zatzal. A few shirim on the Inyanim of Pesach. Harbi lamaratini men. On these Inyanim, he spoke out of Yisrael. He had a whole archov. I'll say the nekuda of the verse. A different mahalach. What's the difference between Leil HaSeder and the whole year? Leil HaSeder is the Yisrael is to get lahalo v'haidah. A whole year, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is to be mashrish emuna in Klal Yisrael. It's for our emuna. The Ramban Parshas Boy, that the basis of our emuna is because of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Leil HaSeder, it's not to be mashrish emuna, it's to get lahagia lahalo. That's why the end of the Seder is takahalo vehoidah. That's the difference. It has to do with this kol hamar b'lasafer. When it's kol hamar, then you get to lahalo vehoidah. And that's just a gevaldik adiyak. We know that in the Seder by Magid, if you notice what we do is we take the psukim of Parshas Kisavoy, the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim, the central theme of Magid. There's Manashtana and Avodah Mayinu and a few other brises, Arba Bonin, but then the central part is we darshan word for word the Sifra on Psukim in Parshas Bikurim, and then we quote each word for word of the Psukim over there, and we expound it, and we bring Psukim from other places, from Tanakh. Why did we base it on the Psukim in Parshas Kisavim? Let's quote Psukim from Parshas Va'er, from Parshas Boy, and it's Mefurish in the Rambam. Kol Hamar Belisaper Bidrash Parshas Zu Harezem Meshubach. He said, because this is the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. When a person brings Bikurim, he's coming to give Halal Vaidah to the Ebershter on his Bikurim. We don't pick the Psukim of Va'era and Shmoyt and expound on them. Fakert, we say the Psukim of Parshas Bikurim. Because Parshas Bikurim is the Parsha from Haidah. And Leil HaSeder is not Emunah. Leil HaSeder is Haidah. And that's why we daft pick the Parsha of Bikurim. And on those Psukim, Psukhi Haidah, and on that we expound and we quote back Psukim of Shmoyt, Va'era, Psukim and Tanakh. But the Shoyrus, the basis of it, is the Yisoid of Haidah. Because Leil HaSeder is Taka with Yosem in Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it's not a Yisoid of Emunah, it's happening right now. That's another connection that Yitzhaka said. The Rambam says, Chai Vodem Lizko Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kamoishan Emer Zochar at Yem HaShabbos. What does the Rambam want? Kamoishan Emer Zochar at Yem HaShabbos. There's other Zechiris also. He says, the other Zechiris were remembering something that happened. We remember what happened with Miriam, we remember what we did, that we will maxif on a Kodesh Baruch, we remember. Yitzias Mitzrayim, when I'm remembering something that happened, I'm all. Now is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is now. When it's Shabbos, you're remembering that today is Shabbos, not that something 2,000 years ago Ephesus is here. You're remembering Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Zohar of Miriam is remembering something that Amol happens with Miriam, yes. Over Zohar is Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's different. The Rambam says, Kemoshe never Zohar is Yom HaShabbos. Now we're going out of Mitzrayim. How do we go out of Mitzrayim? How do we go out of Mitzrayim? On Leil HaSeder, we're going out of Mitzrayim. Another knetch, you have to realize there are many mitzvahs on Leil HaSeder. The matzah, the moror, we have zechel the carbon pesach, we have the dalit koisis. All of those mitzvahs are the emes hechatimses to actually bring to life the fact that we're going out of Yitzias Mitzrayim. I went to Gevaldik Achidish. There's a whole shaila where makbid to finish by chatzois, because the Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds that a person has to finish from chatzois. So therefore, we try to finish even the afikoyman by chatzois. The Rama brings down that even halal one should try to say before chatzois. And there's a big shaila, Tosfos is mesupik about it, halal only as a rabbanon, maybe you don't have to be machmor on chatzos. Interesting deal. There's a machlokes rishonim, if you have to be machmor even halal from chatzos. When the Rama brings down that halal also should be said before chatzos, zok the gra and the bir agra, because you drink the fourth kais on halal, and you want to make sure that the dalet kais is before chatzos. And it's a mozmezach and the bir agra. It's a shaila if the rabbanon also needs chatzos. So if the rabbanon also needs chatzos, so halal needs chatzos, because halal needs chatzos. The Goyim says, no, halal per se doesn't need chatzos. But on dalet kaisis it has to be done before chatzos. Dalet kaisis is also only a derabbanon. If dalet kaisis would need chatzos, then halal should have its own, it's a zegen emechutin. So the pshat is like this, because dalet kaisis is part of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Derabbanon taka don't need chatzos. Over the tzura of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kol Amar Bareze Meshubach, the way it's done is hands-on experience. How do we do the hands-on experience? The way it's done, it's done in a za'oifin of achilas matzah, moror, dalet kaisis. That's the tzura, how it's done. That's not how we go out of Mitzrayim. But I want to add, the emes, in the inyan of geula from Yitzias Mitzrayim, avada kipshutei, there was a geula, one geula, we went out of Mitzrayim. Of the emes, there were really two geulas. There are a lot of makaris to this, that the geula was broken up, that there were two geulas. There was a geula ruchni, and there was a geula gashmi. There was two madregas in the geula from Mitzrayim. The emes is the machloikis. Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara says that you have to be maschil begnus umisayim b'shvach. Maschil begnus umisayim b'shvach. And the Gemara says, what does it mean maschil begnus umisayim b'shvach? Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav says from Avodim Hayinu, and Shmuel says Mitzchila Oiv De Avodah Zorah. Is the Machlokes is the Maschil Begnus to Avodim Hayinu? That's the Geula Gashmi that we were slaves, or is it Mitzchila Oiv De Avodah Zorah? And it's a different story. There's the Ruchnis thicker story here that there was a Geula from the Ruchnis that we were in Mem Tashari Tuma. I would even add, you know, Pesach has a second half to it. There's Shvi Shal Pesach, we get to the height. But everyone knows also that the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer is like a Chol HaMoed. And we finally get to Shavuos. And Shavuos is like the Shmini Atzeres, the Chamishim Atzeres. Could be a two-part thing. Mitzad that there was the Geula Gashmi, So the height of it gets at Shvi Shal Pesach. That's the height of the Geula Gashmi. The Mapol of the Mitzrim and Gansan in the Yamarim. As the Geula Ruchni of what starts on Leil HaSeder, it goes through a ganz long 49-day Chol HaMoed till we get to Shavuot. You know, there's the Machlokes Rishonim why we don't make a bracha on Magid, and some of the Rishonim say because we already Yotzim Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush. It's one of the Shittas that they say. And I want to clarify, in Kiddush also, Be'emes, we're mentioning both things. Everyone says in Kiddush also Yotzim Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which words? Al the Geula good Gashmi, like the man the Omer that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Avodah Mayinu. So then it's the words of Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're saying in Kiddush. But those are good listen. On the side that it's the Geula Ruchni, you know where Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush? After Bachar Bonu Mikol Am, V'roi Memanu Mikol Loshoim. That's the Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim that you have in Kiddush. This is what the Rishonim was saying, that Kiddush it includes in it the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the Asher Bachar Bonu Taka. The Emes, we know that the Briyas HaOilam was in Tishrei, but in the Chadoshim, Nisan is the first Chodesh. The Pshat is because HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chadoshim. Gashmi is why the Bible was already a Briyas HaOilam. Over there, then there was now Klal Yisrael, like we spoke before, is being born. HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chadoshim. Worldwide, we'll still say that the world starts on Tishrei, but it's called the seventh month, because when you're counting the Chadoshim, it's a chodesh hazeh lochem, Rosh Chodoshim. And it's important to realize that there was a Geula Gashmi and the Geula Ruchni, that there's a Klal Yisrael being born over here. It says that Yosef told over the Yidden that they should realize when the real Goyel comes, he's going to say, Pokoid Yifkoid. What does it mean, Pokoid Yifkoid? What was the secret of this Goyel that he knew to come and tell them? And they knew when Moshe Rabbeinu came to say Pokoid Yifkoid, then they knew, oh, this is the Emes Goyel. They had a story from Yosef HaTzadik that the Goyel comes and says Pokoid Yifkoid. Pokoid Yifkoid is a double lashon. Pokoid Yifkoid is coming to tell you that it's a Geula Gashmi and a Geula Ruchni. If someone comes and he says that he's making a Geula, and it's in the Negev is Manazel also when we're waiting to come out of the real Golos, of the last Golos. If he comes and says, I have a Geula Gashmi, we have a Geula, we're coming in Eretz Yisrael, no Ruchnius, or we're dying showing a Geula, and we'll call it the Haskal of the Geula, and something getting started, and later the no. The message is Pokoid Yifkoid. That's not how it works. When the Geula comes, it's a Geula Gashmi with a Geula Ruchni together, Pokoid Yifkoid. It's not going to start one without the other. Thus is not the Geula. That's not the Haskal of the Geula. Pokoid Yifkoid. There's the Geula Gashmi and the Geula Ruchni. Because there was two stages in the Geula. Now to build further, the Emes was saying that there was two Geulas. The truth is that there really were four Geulas, four Madregas and Geulas. We know that there are the Arba Lashoinis of Geula. Voitseisi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vilokachti are the Arba Lashoinis of Geula. It's connected to Arba Kaisois. But it's not just, it's the Pshat that these are stages in the Geula. Voitseisi is a half a year before Yetzias Mitzrayim was already Batra Avoidah Me'avisein of the Mitzrayim. And they state in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph that Rosh Hashanah, the previous Rosh Hashanah, was Batra Avoidah Me'avisein of the Mitzrayim. There was already no more Avdus. You have to know how this stems with the Mishnah in Idiot that the Mishpat of the Mitzrayim was Yud Beit Chodesh. It's a big Machlokes Rishonim, we spoke about it another time. When exactly did the Eser Makkos start? From Rosh Hashanah, 6 months before Yetzias Mitzrayim? Or did it start the previous other, I mean, you have to know, if Zichr says that there was a mishpat on the stream for Yud Beis Chodesh, that those state Mishnah and Idiot. Mitzacheni say that they only stopped the Bittul Avoid, the Shibut stopped on Rosh Hashanah. What? There was already Makkos going and the Shibut still continued? You have to know how these things spin. But that's about the state of Chlor. But that was the void safety that the Shibut stopped on Rosh Hashanah. The Tzalti was by Makkos Bechoris. The Ga'alti is actually Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Vilakasi is when they get to Matan Torah, because there has to be the Matar of this Geula Gashmi, of the Geula Ruchni also. That's the Arba Lashoinis of Geula. The Arba Lashoinis. Bemis, if you do it, that the Gro says that the Arba Lashoinis of Geula, the Machlokes Rishoinim, some Rishoinim counts Vehivesi, the Rashbam counts Vehivesi, and he takes out Vitzalti instead. He has a different Shita. But the Goin has a Shita that the Arba Lashoinis of Geula is Vaitsesi, Vitzalti, Vigoalti, Vigoalti. He counts the Ga'alti twice. It doesn't say it twice in the Pesukim, but in the Oymek of the Inyan of the Arva Shlavim of the Gula, it's the Ga'alti twice. And the Goyin writes, anywhere you'll find that it says V'lokachti as the fourth Gula, and Azoy Ben Mishteit Barun, in the Yerushalmi and Erev Pesukim, and Midrashim, various Midrashim, there are many Makairis where it says V'lokachti. Azoy Megalant and Cheide. Or if the Goyin says, no, the Arva Lashon is V'yitzalti, V'yitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'ga'alti. And he says, anywhere where you will find otherwise, it's the Toyas HaSefer, it's the Toyas HaSfus. It's always, it's really V'ga'alti HaSfeitamo. So if the Gefunah and Shasanti Yediyah, it's very hard to find a Maramokim Kenegi the Groh. Vosach Zol Nishfunin. The Goyim says it's the Toyas HaSfus. But we found the Maramokim, the Balaturim, in Pashas Vo'era, on Vaitseisi, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lokachti, he brings those four words. Yeah? Someone should have no Toyas HaSfus. Zokter, it's Gematria. V'loy yifchis loy me'ar b'kar t'shoyan. Mitzah ha-gematria kemenes chepr. The Balaturim says that the gematria is on these four words. So that's the arba l'shoynes of Geula, and that's the arba. It's also four stages of Geula. There's an interesting Yerushalmi in Megillah. We have the arba parshiyos. The Yerushalmi actually compares the arba parshiyos of Shkol and Zohar Parachodesh to the Arba Kaisis, and it even makes a simon. There's a machloikis exactly how you should work out the Arba Parshias, which in the Halakhic Sfarim state varies in Yonam how the Arba Parshias is also a mahalach of how a person's avodas Hashem is building himself up, getting rid of the sur meira. First he gives shkolim, then he's sur meira in mechias amolik, then he's metahir himself, and then he's ready for the hischashis of achodesh azelachem, like he spoke the Pesach at the time of the hischashis. But the Gemara has the Yerushalmi has a machloikis how we break up the Parshias. Shkolim is the first, Zohar is always right before Purim. But there's a shaila when we should make Parah and Chodesh. Yerushalmi brings one man the Omar and he says, that's how we pass in the Maisa, Parah always is next to Chodesh. Meaning you should skip the week in between Zohar and Parah rather. It's better that Parah next to Chodesh. And it brings a remez, because by the Dalit Chodesh, Ben HaKodesh Halalu Yishte, Avu Ben Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishte. You don't drink between the third and the fourth Chodesh. Remez L'Dover, because in the Arba Parshi it's also Parah and Chodesh. Shouldn't it be a hefsek? The Sfasem and others for him talk about it that the Indian is because from the Tahar to the Ischash it has to be straight. Gleich from Mikfarayim into the Heilig Inyon, the Hakim Adrekis. From the Tahara comes Gleich the Hachoydesh Azelachem. But it's all a Tahalich. And this is like we're saying every year we're going out of Mitzrayim. A person has to realize every year is the Gula Gashmi and the Gula Ruchni. Also every year is these Arba Shlavim of the Gula. You have to know what's lifting them over the four stages of Gula. Also every year we're going through. That's the Arba Parshis and the Arba Koises. And the Emes the Arba Kaisis is connected to Arba Oisius of the Shem Havaya, and it stands for other in Yonam also. We don't have time now, but I want to do a few other things first. But this is four stages in the Geula. Moving along another step, the Emes in the Geula of Klal Yisrael, the Emes there was 10 stages. There was 10 stages in the Geula. There are Esther Sviris, and the Emes, we also put out 10 pieces of Chametz. The Bidikas Chometz, the Eser Petitim, is connected the 10 Klippas, the 10 Sad Ra against the Eser Madregas of Kedusha. There were also Eser Makis. The Eser Makis were also, if we remember Ramas before already, that the Makis, besides being ancient for the Mitzrayim, the Makis, each Makis was a stage of creating Klal Yisrael. And the Emet, like we said, that there was really Brias HaOilim and then there was Brias Klal Yisrael. The Eser Matois is really Keneged the Asorah Ma'amorei Shenivra HaOilim. No, backwards. And it works out, I'll give you some of them, that Makis Bechairis is Mamish the Mimer of Bereshis. That's Mamish the Yisir. The next Mimer is Vayihi Or, Keneged Makis Choshech. And it goes further also, I'll let the HaOilim figure it out. But there's Avad Echezben of that the Eser Ma'amorei backwards. The first mimer is Keneged Makis Bechairis, working its way backwards, is the Seder of the Brias HaOilim is Seichen Su to the Asor, the Eser Makis, which the Eser Makis wasn't stamped. The Eser Makis was a Tahalich, was a process of stages of Geula. On the Kaira of Leila Seder, on the Kaira we also have 10 things, Bemis. We have the Sholish Matis, which is Chochma Bino of Adas. Then you have 6 other things on the Kaira. Zroya, Beitzim, Moror, Karpis, Charoitis, Chazeres. In Inyoni Kabbalah is the Chesed, Gvurat, Tiferet, Netzach, Choyd, Yisoid. And the Ka'ara itself is Malchus. The Ka'ara is Malchus. And that's also the 10 Inyonim because it represents the 10 Shlavim of Gula. Taira is also gematria shofar. Avadim and listen to what's in them. Abraal pi darkenu avadim v'sit tzipsa. I saw someone yesterday in shul. He went over to someone. He got a little confused. He says gematria matoiva. The person corrected him. You mean kosher? Sa kosher v'sameach. So Ramaz begin to know as taka avada is it's a Rosh Hashanah. Eichet oyet and a kaina is gematria shofar. Of the emes. Maybe it is for the oilam a little bit. Mamut Helfen of Rabbi Levi Yitzchok Mibraditchev used to say that you know the remez of the tekiyas is kashrak, and he says that the Rosh Hatevis of kashrak is the kritza, shtifa, rechitza, and kidur, different lashonis of when you're cleaning, when the oilam is scrubbing away. He has different words in that the Rosh Hatevis of kashrak, because when you're cleaning yourself, when you're cleaning the megashmi is the kachomet, and when you're cleaning the ruchni is the kachomet eichet. Bechayrim uvistokim shalalei. Das is kashrak. The Eser Makis is Yedua. It also, we said it's connected to Aseret HaDibros, Aseret HaMamoris. It's also connected to Aseret HaDibros. With all of these things that hide in. But if you do it at the Sfasem is right, that in the Aseret HaMakis, in the Eser Makis is Bemis Taryag. Because there's a Machlaikis Tanoim. If each Makka consisted of 10 Makas on the in the Mitzrayim and 50 Alayam, or each marker was 4, so there's 40 in Mitzrayim and 200 Alayam. Or was each marker 5, so it's 50 in Mitzrayim, 250 Alayam. Add all of that up, plus add the Eser Makis itself, plus add the Tzach Hadash Bachav, is Taryag. And the same way the Emes in the Aseret HaDibros, in the Oymek HaTkelix in the Aseret HaDibros, Taryag Mitzvot, the Aseret HaDibros is the Kloliyos Shavoy, when in them licked the Taryag Mitzvot. Also in the Makis HaTkelix, the Taryag. Because a lot of these matches weren't stam matches to the Mitzrayim, it was part of our process of going out, and that's why he licked them. Now, why did they these tanoim work so much that there should be so many matches? They were marvelous. There should be 40 matches, 200 matches. What zuchin they? Because the Eved promised that kol amachlas nesamti ben Mitzrayim lo yosim alecha. So whatever you're marvelous more matches, it's less that we're going to get. It's aftoka we're going to get less. And I would say the verse differently. Whatever it was. Who cares how many pieces you break it into? Teres is the Avis to promise not to give us a makah that the Mitzrayim got. The more you break up the Mitzrayim's makahs into smaller pieces, so even that we won't get. Because a mitzvah makah maybe you could get. You won't get a showing the makah that the Mitzrayim got. The more you break up into smaller quantities the pieces of the makah that the Mitzrayim got, on every one of those mashus is aftocha. Lay osam alecha. There's another Indian, and this is the Yisoid, when he gets later to the Seder, that Ravada, we want to go out of the last Golas also. That the more that they marvel that they were makas in Mitzrayim, as we know that the Ebisu was mafiach, that our enon nefloys, that when it comes to Gula Asidus, is even going to be a gresser in Madrega, a gresser Asog, it's gresser in Yitzhiyah. So the more that we marvel the Saper and about the Pratim of the Yitzhiyah of Mitzrayim, is marred even more afterwards. This is Fasemis, he says, a marvel the Gazach, that's the Sfashtain, that you know, in Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim, they said, Et Baalikim, and that's why in Kriyat Yamsev, that's why these Tanoim multiplied by 5. Because in Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim it says Bayar Sayyod HaKazaka, that's why we multiply by 5. But he says by the Gula HaSeida, a Gula HaSeida, it's Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi. Zeh is pointing to the Kilo, I mean it's Avada B'derech Moshul. But if there was an Espa in Mitzrayim and there was a Yad in Kriyas Yamsuf, is Be'ezer Hashem, when we're waiting and Mechaka for the Gula HaSeida, it's Zeh Hashem Kivinu Loi Kilo Kol HaGuf, as a parable of from the Yad and the etzba. Moving along further, l'chayra in Yitzias Mitzrayim, there were 15 dargis of geula. There were 15 dargis of geula. There are 15 shlavim in the dayenu. And the oilam, when they sing dayenu, you have to know what you say when you're saying dayenu. Dayenu doesn't mean that on each stage that you're saying dayenu is takamastic, we don't want the rest. Dayenu is, each one of these stages is dayenu, is a not that we would suffice that we wouldn't want the other 14. But ilu asa this and ilu asa this, this alone would be a siba bisnei asmoi to be a mechayev of lahoyde tulahalo. You say this lahoyde tulahalo, that it's dayenu, that each stage is a siba bisnei asmoi for dayenu. Not that we're mistopic b'mor, we want all 15, but each one is a siba for dayenu. And that's the chameshes reshlavim of dayenu. Then there are 15 shir hamalois in Tehillim, because it was hakka 15 malois in the Beit HaMikdash. That's also an Indian that it goes up to 15 malois. The Shein Ka of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gematria 15. There are 15 simonim in the Leil HaSeder, and there's an Indian to these simonim. That this, the way Klal Yisrael does it, that the Tzura of a Seder is done with 15 stages, Kaddish, Urchat. There's a great inyanim in them. There are 15 simonim because there are 15 stages to the Geula. We know there are Sheva Rakiyim, and if you take in between each Rakiyah is a Hefzik, plus there's the Oris, so there are 15 levels, Taka, Ad Kisei HaKovet, it goes 15. That's also Madregas and Ali and Ruchnius. From Lamalam in the Oris, Ad Shmei HaShemayim is 15 Madregas. Shiva Rakiyim, Shiva Asukas Beinayim, the Oris. It's interesting also, we said, from Avram Avinu to Shloimeh HaMelech, it's 15 Dairus. And then from Shloimeh HaMelech all the way till the Churban was also 15 days. And that's a Chodesh Hazeh Lochem. The way the moon works is that it starts with zero and it gets built up and it went to the height. That's Shloimeh HaMelech, that was 15, and then it was all downhill from there. And that's the Tzuras HaDvarim of the stage of the 15. It says in the Pasuk, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. One shot is V'chamushim means that they was Kli Zion, that they went with weapons. Another shot is v'chamushim, that it was only one-fifth of Klal Yisrael was able to go out. There was the Valdik Shoya, four-fifths of Klal Yisrael died. Unachalf, they said Shira, that's a famous Yisrael. In Zogin Shira, even though Hazah Holocaust, four-fifths of Klal Yisrael died. But right away, nothing was given. Oz Yoshin, says Meglach. Oh, but the Sfasemis says a pshat. What does it mean? Vachamushim olu b'nei Yisrael. He says vachamushim is vachamishim, because really there were 50 stages of the geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because the pshat is that the Yidden were in the mem tes shari tumah, and the Yitziah of Mitzrayim was kol shlav and shlav of the mem tes shari tumah was a bazundari Yitziah. So we said there was 1 and 2, 4, 10, 15. There was 50 levels of Yitziah from Yitzias Mitzrayim. But this is the Yisoid, you have to understand that the Yidden that were in the Memtesh Shari Tumah on Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim was a Givaldik Chesed, that the Eibishter, this is called the Sru'ur de la Tata, the Eibishter, Sru'ur de la Eila, the Eibishter Mitzat Asmoy completely took us out, not in our Slus, from the Memtesh Shari Tumah all the way to the Hefzadarg of Kedusha. And that's Vachamushim, 50 Madregas. But that wasn't with our Avoida. That was the Chesed of the, that was what I spoke before, that it was Vachasoit, that there was a clean cut, that before they weren't Klal Yisrael, before they were Mem Tashari Tumo, and then there was a total jump to Mem to the Hayachsirag of Kedusha, and that was Chamishim Geulas. Right, there's the Diak of the Meshech Chochma. It says Al Toichlu Mimenu No, Veloy Seisiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. Al is a much weaker lashon. When the Abrams had told Klal Yisrael not to eat the carbon Pesach, No, that was before Chatzos. So there he didn't speak to them Loy. It was Al Toichlu Mimenu No. But after Chatzos, that was the transition of latest Klal Yisrael. Now I can render the Loisay Siru Mimenu Ad Boiker. Klal Yisrael was born. That was the Bach Chatzos. Now, these 50 Madregas that we jumped wasn't B'schus Atzmeinu. And when it's not B'schus Atzmecha, then it doesn't stand. And it doesn't fly. Then comes the Avoida of Sfiras HaOimer. The Avoida of the Chamishim Yoin. It's a Cholamoid Ramban writes. The Chamishim Yoin of Sfiras HaOimer is to the 50 Madregas that on Leil HaSeder, which happens every year, that a person gets that Gevaldik Asoga from the Avoid the Siyam of Pesach to go up to the Chamishim Darg of Kedusha, that was a Tzru'ua de Le'elo. Now the Avoida is to go through and day by day work it out through Sfiras HaOimer. And Sfiras HaOimer is the 49 days, it's really 7, right? It's the Sfarim right that it has to do with Shiva Nikim. That's the Indian. There's an Indian sphere, the same way by Azov and Anita. There's a sphere of Shiyomim. There's a sphere of Shiyomim of getting Tahara. We already got it, the first knock all the way up, and now we have to do it on our own. And Andrew say that's why there's no Shechiyonu on Sfiras HaOimer, because it's Be'etzem Shech Shaychi. We already made the Shechiyonu on Pesach, and it's one long process. Like we said already, Be'emes, when we spoke on this, at the level of 2, that the Geula Gashmi starts on Leil HaSeder, but it finishes, not on Shavuot Pesach, it finishes with the Cholamoid of Shavuot. And Be'emes, that's the pshat, that the Tzedokim were very machmir, that they said that Nimachnas HaShabbos should be dafka on a Sunday. They had any that it should be dafka on a Sunday. And what happens is, given Azoy Yehist about that, because we know not like that. We know that Nimachnas HaShabbos doesn't have to mean dafka Shabbos Bereishis. It's Mimachas HaShabbos because Klal Yisrael was born. There was a Psanayazak, a Chodesh HaZeh Lochem, and there's a new Shabbos, and also that it's attached. Pesach is always 49 days full Shavuos. They have the Shavuos can come out more because less than 49, more than 49. Abi is on a Sunday. Abi on a weekend. Abi a Sunday. No, it wasn't Stam Bikur here. The oimak of this Bikur here is because Klal Yisrael and the Chachma Yisrael understood that the Emes was licked in Pesach, that we get to his Oirus. We have to work it out now and stage by stage work it out till we get to Shavuos. And the Tzedokim wanted to make a cutoff from that. No, Pesach, Shavuos, Shavuos. In between. It's not one Hemshech. And we understand that what the Avodah that we're going to start now is not just starting, Avada, it's a start. And when we start, we have to do it with the Shtarkai, without Chometz Bechlal, and we Bechipaz, and we jump into it, but then we realize that it's just a Tchilas Avodah, part of a process that we should go Lamal, Lamal, until we get to the Geula Shleimah, which is the Geula Ruchni, the Ezer Hashem, from the Zoychadim.